News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned a little earlier, Tom and Molly Martins, the father and daughter jailed for voluntary manslaughter of Limerick man Jason Corbett, are set to be released from prison later today. Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent for the Irish Independent, has been following this story for a number of years. Ralph, explain to us why they're being released today. It seems incredibly soon after their conviction.
Yeah, it certainly is, Shane, and it's very disappointing for the family of Mr. Corbett. Of course, he was a widower and a father of two from Limerick, who was beaten to death on August the 2nd, 2015, in his bedroom of his home outside Winston-Salem in North Carolina by Tom and Molly Martins. Now, they both argued that they acted in self-defence, but whereas Mr. Corbett had horrific injuries to the point where even a pathologist struggled to count the precise number of blows that he was struck with a metal baseball bat and a concrete paving slab, both Tom and Molly Martins were uninjured. Now, they were convicted in August of 2017 of Mr. Corbett's second degree murder, and they received sentences of 20 to 25 years. They immediately challenged those sentences, and it went through firstly the Court of Appeals in North Carolina and then finally to the North Carolina Supreme Court, which quashed the conviction and ordered a retrial. However, a plea bargain deal was arranged or agreed last year between the Martins and North Carolina prosecutors, which meant that instead of facing retrial for second degree murder, they actually agreed to plead to voluntary manslaughter. And at a sentencing hearing in November, there was just a further 7 months added to the sentence or the time that they had already spent behind bars in North Carolina, which means that in total, they will spend literally just 4 years and 3 months for this horrific killing.
That must be very painful for the Corbett family. Have they been saying anything in advance of this release?
They have, Shane. They released a statement to the Irish Independent yesterday, and I think it's going to be generally available later today. And basically, that they outlined their deep disappointment at the fact that despite the heinous nature of the crime, that Tom and Molly Martins will have spent such a short period of time behind bars. However, I think the statement also stresses how grateful the family are that in their campaign for justice, which has been going on for 9 years now, that they received such enormous support from the people of Limerick and Ireland, as well as from the people of North Carolina. And they've also noted that Mr. Corbett's two children, Jack and Sarah, were saved from Molly Martins, and that they've been raised as fantastic young adults, and that they're very much proud and a testament to the legacy of Mr. Corbett.
Just finally, will there be any restrictions on Tom and Molly Martins when they're released?
Yeah, they certainly will, Shane. And though the first of the releases happens at 7:30 a.m. US time, that's 12:30 here, and that will involve Molly, and she's going to be released from the North Carolina Correctional Institute, which is in Raleigh. Tom won't be released until 10 a.m. North Carolina time, that's 3 p.m. here, and he's going to be released from Caldwell Correctional Center, which is in Lenoir. It's in the western side of North Carolina State. Now, they will not be able to live together or share the same address because they're both considered to be convicted felons, and that's against parole rules in North Carolina. They will also not be able to associate with each other without specific permission. Now, they will be subjected to parole board regulation for the next 12 months, but essentially that will just be to monitor them and to make sure that they're not getting into any recidivist behaviour.
Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent for the Irish Independent, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.